Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Who's in charge of the family finances? Both men and women say they are. We'll talk with Matt Schultz on the divide between how men and women think they spend money.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new report from creditcards.com finds there's a huge disconnect between men and women and how both believe they divide spending in the household. There's a lot that men and women can't agree on anyway, but they can't even come together on supposedly shared tasks. Here with the survey results and maybe some battle scars to prove it is creditcards.com senior analyst Matt Schultz. Matt, I assume, first of all, that we're talking about disagreements between partners in one household, right?
Yes, exactly. We're talking about whether it's spouses or partners within the same household, yeah.
All right, let's start off at the beginning here. Let's start with holiday shopping. They can't agree on that, can they?
No, absolutely not. What we found is that about 41% of men say that they equally share holiday shopping duties with someone else in their household, but just 25% of women do. So that's a pretty big disconnect right there.
And this also extends to something like shopping for clothes and shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to shopping for clothes and shoes, about 36% of men say that they split the duties equally, but only 23% of women. So that might mean that there are some conversations that need to be had in terms of making sure that people are happy with how much their spouse is doing when it comes to helping with things like that.
Right. And moving on here, 70% of women say a female does most of their household's grocery shopping, and just 31% of men agree.
Yeah, that's an awful big difference, and it shows that there's a real disconnect in how people view what they are doing as far as carrying their weight within a relationship.
I can't believe that men carry too much weight as far as grocery shopping because, you know, I shop in the supermarket, and a lot of the men that I see are on their cell phones, and, you know, they can't deal with it. They're basically calling home for more directions on what to get. So I would tend to side with the women on this.
Well, there definitely is some fairly typical gender stereotype stuff going on in this survey when it comes to females and grocery shopping, females and shopping for clothes, whereas men might be a little more responsible for things like a big ticket.
Yeah.
So those are some typical kind of gender roles that we've seen over the years that are certainly changing in our society over time. But as this survey shows, they're still pretty influential.
What about a night out? What about movie or concert tickets?
Well, it's interesting. There's more agreement in that than there is with some others. For example, about 44% of women say that if a female is mostly responsible for deciding where they go out to eat, but just 9% of men agree. So even for something as fundamental as, hey, where do you want to go for dinner tonight, honey? There's still a lot of debate as to who really is making that decision.
Right. And also, as far as buying movie tickets or concert tickets, 46% of women say a female is primarily responsible for buying these movie, concert, or sports tickets. Just 7% of men agree. You mentioned big ticket items before. What's the breakdown or disconnect there?
Yeah, 43% of women say that a woman is primarily responsible for big-ticket purchases, but just 8% of men agree. And with, as I had mentioned earlier, with those big ticket purchases, there we're a little more likely to have roughly the same number of men and women say that they share the duties equally. So I do think there is a little more conversation going on around the kitchen table when it comes to things like big ticket purchases and vacations
right.
that may not be going on as much when it comes to things like grocery shopping and clothes shopping.
Big ticket items and vacations are something that you're really more compelled to talk about around the kitchen table. I mean, obviously,
sure.
if you go on a vacation, you're talking about where you want to go. There's input from various people, both the husband and wife, you know, from both partners, so that makes sense. What are we to infer from all this? Just that there is basically disagreement on who, I'm sorry for the lack of a better term, who wears the pants? Is there just basic disagreement?
I think part of it is just a simple lack of communication, and there's been volumes written about how much disagreement over money plays a role in household issues. And I think that this might be one of those cases where men might be suffering a bit of delusion of grandeur in terms of how much how much they're helping out in the household. And really the only way to come to the realization that you're not pulling your weight is to have kind of an awkward conversation. And most people don't want to do that. But once you do, you can kind of sort out those problems and work things out, and it's ultimately better for both partners.
I can just see an intervention taking place. Frank, do you really believe that you're responsible for most of the grocery shopping in this household? Something like that.
Exactly.
Matt Schultz, Senior Industry Analyst with CreditCards.com. Thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.